Tim DeVos, President and CEO of Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. Tim, this, I don't know where to start. Let me ask you, though, about specific security. I thought about this because there's an Acme store I go in once in a while. There's a security officer up front. Now I'm not even sure if he's armed. But in this case, they had someone there with security, but the shooter had the armament. I mean, if you want to kill, you'll be able to kill, right?
If you go to that extreme, Bill, to come in and attack people and kill people, and you're armed to that extent, it's an exception to the rule, and obviously it's a much more difficult situation to neutralize.
You heard the police were there within just a couple of minutes, which is just amazing reaction time as well.
Yeah, you know, across the country, people don't realize 10 years ago, the police response to active shooters was much higher. In fact, it could be anywhere from 8 to 12 minutes, say 10 years ago. Now across the nation, we're seeing the average police response to active shooter aggressive behavior, the national average is now down to about 3 minutes. So the police are getting there, and they are responding, and they're doing a great job. Every once in a while, though, when you have someone like what happened in Buffalo, walking in, approaching the parking lot in the store, fully geared up, you got a totally different situation.
This 18-year-old, the shooter, was arraigned over the weekend. Now, you know, it's early. The part of the story that you're still sad and scratching your head about is he was on the radar. I mean, if somebody pointed out, look, this kid wrote he was going to kill people. So at some point there was some intervention, but, you know, just nothing to stop him.
Yeah, we have a lot of those types across the country where we get what we call some red flags. And the good thing is police and others approach these people. They get mental evaluations. They are monitored to a certain degree, but there's no way to monitor them with the numbers that there are on a total continuous basis. But I will say in a majority of cases, or in a lot of cases, when you do approach these people and you do interview them, you do send them for mental evaluation, basically you expose them, their thoughts, their potential intentions. It has a great psychological prevention element to it, and that's why they do it. That's why you see the Secret Service knock on any door where there's any kind of threat to the president. It's to bring it out in the open. It's a psychological diffusing technique, and it does work. The only problem is it's not going to work 100%, and this is a good case.
Good example. This sadly, this shooter didn't live in the area. Drove some 200 miles from Conklin, New York, to East Buffalo, where the shooting occurred on Saturday. And sadly, we've talked about this way too many times. 19 weeks into the calendar year, this country has already seen 198, as they're called, mass shootings this year. Tim Dimoff, President, CEO, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. A few takeaways from the sad events on Saturday in Buffalo. Tim, thanks.
Thank you, Bill.